The Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Super Center.
What Hal Merrill band is that we were listening to? That's Creed.
Oh, that's
it?
Creed?
That was Creed? Mm-hmm. He developed the worst case of it after Eddie Vedder, the inventor of Hal Merrill. Okay, let's focus on crime, shall we? If we don't keep an eye on crime, who does? Who does? Our first criminal hails from the state of
Florida.
Yes, correct.
No way!
Gavin Jones is his name, a 36-year-old man arrested and charged with a first offense of exposing his sexual organs at a McDonald's in Walt Disney World. Around 1 p.m., that's broad daylight, this woman reported that Jones, that she was parked in a rideshare lot next to the McDonald's when she sees Jones parked at an angle behind her. He gets out of his car, leans against his hood, so he's sort of aiming towards her car and exposes his genitals and begins to master. There's a word.
Wow. Okay.
She says that he was aware of her presence as the two made eye contact while he was doing this.
Wow.
Yuck. Oh my.
The direct eye contact while huffing away is about the creepiest thing ever. So she puts her vehicle into gear and drives towards the McDonald's. Then he gets in his car and drives towards her again. So he's following her. I guess he's trying to time it. And she finally heads to a Disney fire station where I guess Goofy and Donald Duck were on. They were on watch.
They're 24 hours straight.
Yes. Yeah. And, she asked for help there, but she couldn't find anyone immediately. So she goes to Blizzard Beach. What is Blizzard Beach in Florida? And flags down a deputy at Disney Water Park. They caught him, and he denies that he took anything out. He did not take his sexual organs out, and said, I'm not always aware of when I'm scratching my public region. I don't understand. I have a medical issue and I have to scratch every once in a while.
But it sounds like a Gordo.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You think this was a cheap excuse?
Yes.
He invokes medical issue and that he's just not aware. He was arrested and taken to jail, and his vehicle was towed.
Man.
Yes. They pulled on his vehicle to get it out of there, to get it off the parking lot. His defense lawyer did not respond to request for comment to the reporters who are reporting on the story. Criminal number two comes from the state of
Florida.
Mississippi.
Florida is correct again.
No way.
This incident happened at 2:23 a.m. So I'm predicting that alcohol was involved. This involves a police chase, kind of. Because the guy was riding a motorcycle, a very underpowered motorcycle. Now, according to the sheriff's office, it was a rusty parts bike with what sounded like a weed eater motor attached. That's the way the sheriff's office described it. They jokingly dubbed it Blow-By Betty. And so the officer's sitting there, and she hears this unmuffled backfiring before she even sees this. And then this parts motorcycle, looks like somebody patched together the lawnmower engine or something, comes by at just a few miles an hour. So she throws on the lights and tries to pull him over, but instead, nuh-uh. He's running. The problem was, he didn't have a very big top end on that motor. It just, he couldn't go very fast. And in the sheriff's office release in this. They say, let's be clear. What followed was not a pursuit, because a pursuit implies speed. This was more of a guided neighborhood tour.
Dude, almost had you.
Topping out at a brisk 40 miles per hour before settling into a relaxed 15 miles per hour through Hidden Trails Park as his sputtering steed begged for mercy. Okay, they didn't even know. The driver or rider was identified as Brian Schwartz, a 33-year-old man. And at some point, he gets going so slow that he topples over and it pins his shin to the ground. And that's when he was arrested and faces charges of fleeing and operating without a driver's license.
Jeez.
So the sheriff's office statement ends with the takeaway: fleeing from law enforcement is a dangerous, deadly, and terrible idea at any speed. Don't attempt the impossible, especially on a motorcycle that can be outrun by a brisk jog. This Schwartz guy has been arrested 16 times since 2016. Charges included street racing, credit card fraud, failure to register a motor vehicle, fleeing or attempting to elude law enforcement, grand theft of motor vehicle, and more.
Wow.
And more.
16 times since 2016. He's also reportedly served several sentences in state prison. The sheriff, Rick Staley, said the list of things this guy has been arrested for goes longer than a CVS receipt.
Okay.
All right. They got a lot of shtick there at the sheriff's office. And finally, he adds, sadly, it seems the Green Roof Inn has become a second home to him. That's what they call prison, the Green Roof Inn.
Yeah, I've never heard that.
It used to be the Crossbar Hilton.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then
they have, every cell has a green roof, or the outside they have a green roof.
Is that notable for reform facilities like that, that they paint their roofs green?
I never knew that.
Where you can
that,
see it from the air and know that you don't want to crash land in that yard, if you're in a Cessna, an underpowered Cessna. You just wait till I get my Cessna. You guys are going to enjoy going to going on rides with me.
I'm never going for a ride.
I wouldn't get in a plane with you for $1 billion.
Really?
If you're flying it. I'll ride on American Airlines with you.
Yes.
If you're flying.
If I'm piloting it.
Not $1 billion.
Really? Why not? $1 billion. Okay, that's ridiculous. You would for $1 billion.
I swear I wouldn't. There's no way.
Ooh.
You show me your flimsy license.
Why is it flimsy? It's no.
That you printed off something on the internet.
If I actually got a pilot's license, like I went through all the steps and did all the things. So that part, would you get on it? Then,
absolutely not.
No. I went through the whole process.
No way.
Do we use the word process a lot?
You don't trust the government that accredits pilots.
You're going to try to do something midair for a laugh, and it's going to go sideways.
Yeah. Or maybe on purpose. You may just get us both up there and then just look at us and start laughing
maniacally.
But yes. Then all of a sudden,
start singing
we're in a
Buddy Holly
dive.
Songs. And...
Yeah, no way.
Speaking of, did you see Oliver Tree was killed in a helicopter crash in Brazil? Oliver Tree, I don't know if you know that musician, but anyway, he's got lots of bits and everything. It was funny and, very sad. I think he's like 32. Anyway. And then finally, this woman who there is a special place in hell for her. Because she does one of the most despicable things ever. You want to guess the state?
Florida.
Mississippi.
Pennsylvania.
Hmm. Okay.
So Pennsylvania. Right. She did the old faking brain cancer to get lots of money from friends and family.
That is the
man.
The worst karma you can throw
it's
out.
It's so bad. Wow. It's so bad. So they gave her tens of thousands of dollars, and she would do the trick of saying, conventional treatment has not worked, and this, I'm trying to raise money to go to Australia to get this very experimental, very cutting-edge treatment.
Wow.
And so she'd get the money, and it was for a trip to Australia. This is just a vacation.
A trip.
Oh, that's so sorry.
She's just hanging out, doing duck lips, doing kick-ass selfies.
Wow.
The beach back behind her. It is so bad. Her name was Vanessa. Her name is Vanessa O'Rourke. She's been on the run for years since she was indicted back in 2018 for a similar scheme. She's now 37, and she convinced her family and her loved ones that she had this, and she's been battling it for years. That's the other thing. They just keep it going for forever.
God, that's awful.
I know. So thanks to those who have supported me, I've been able to live 5 years. I didn't think I would even see this day here at the Grand Canyon, which is so beautiful, by the way, guys.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that scamming people because the other one that really bothers me, like this one bothers me, but no one has died in it. The stories when I was a kid that really disturbed me the most was when I'd hear about some serial killer that would fake being broken down on the side of the road. And so a good Samaritan would then help them.
Prey on kindness.
Yeah. Yes, somebody. Yes. Yeah. Set up a trap that appeals to the most tenderhearted who actually stops to help someone in need. And then they're the victim.
God.
It's one of the worst deals we've ever had.
What's the punishment for someone who does that type of fraud?
I'm certainly glad you asked me that. Jail.
Okay. Okay.
That's what
for like
it is.
Like a day or
that's what it
50
is.
50 years.
It doesn't say, but yes, shouldn't it be one of the worst? It should be one of the worst punishments. It's like it should be a multiplier. The way that, you know, you kill a police officer, it's like automatically a capital deal.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This should be a capital larceny.
Capital larceny.
You know, I mean, I'm workshopping there, but you get the idea.
Yeah.
It's a double what it would normally be if you hadn't have faked the cancer part.
God. Yeah, you should have to do jail time for a while.
You just have to be so sorry / damaged somewhere inside.
Yes. How do you lie each and every one of those conversations that you have with people? How do you do the, you know, put the stocking on your head to look like you've lost your hair and look a little sickly, and you're doing all those pictures and putting them out there for people? I mean, each and every time you have to do something to lie about one of the worst things that humans fear and that every family has faced, cancer in some way, and you're using that to get kick-ass vacations.
So sorry.
Yeah, so she's the sorriest of these three criminals, right?
No doubt.
And not invited to ticket stock next year.
Oh, you officially disinvited her?
Yes.
Okay. All right, George.
She can go get her sports talk
moral stance
somewhere else in our estimation.
All right.